Welcome to The Direct Dish. I'm your host, Melissa Kohler. As a wife, mom of three, and small business owner, I know how hard it can be to manage it all, especially the big emotions everyone brings to the table. So here is our opportunity to dish it all out and find recipes for success in all areas of life. I'm so excited to sit with you each week and chat about life, business, health and wellness, motherhood, and everything in between. Because let's be honest, running a business, caring for your family, and keeping up with the emotional load of each day can sometimes feel too heavy to carry. Let's cozy up with our favorite blanket, lay down the stresses of the day, and chat about how we can manage it all in ways that bring us joy and lead us to success. Welcome to another episode of the podcast. I'm excited to keep this time management conversation going in this second episode of my Mastering Time Management series. If you missed the last episode, be sure to tune in to episode 77, where I'm chatting all about why it's so difficult for entrepreneurs to manage their time and a few tips to help you fight against those hurdles. But today, I want to share about setting clear goals because let's be honest, if you don't know where you're going and what you're working towards, you're never going to make good use of your time. You have to know the vision before you can plan the road. So let's dive right into setting goals that lead to actions that are a good use of our time. In the book, Chop Wood, Carry Water by Joshua Medcalf, one of the talking points is around goals versus mission. I've always been really keen on setting goals, but after I read this part in the book, it got me thinking on an even deeper level. In his book, Joshua says many people keep climbing and climbing only to get to the end of their life and the top of the ladder and realize their ladder has been on the wrong building. Without a mission, it's easy to lose perspective on what truly matters. A mission will make you think beyond the moment, which is greatly important because the only thing that is significant about the moment is who you become in the process and the impact you have on others. He also says, goals actually allow you to shirk responsibility, but a mission, only the person in the mirror can stop you from living that out. And without a mission, without a clear view of what really matters most in your business, how can you ever make the best use of the already limited time you're given? So, if goal setting or being mission-minded is one step on the path to mastering time management, what exactly is it and why is it important? Goal setting is the action of taking your hopes, dreams, and plans for the future of your business, writing them down, and creating a tangible plan on how to turn those goals into reality. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Melissa, I thought this series was about time management. My time is already so limited. How would I ever find the time for this? But here's the thing about time. It's only useful if it's being used in ways that are beneficial and impactful. And I don't know about you, but I think it's pretty darn important to know the hopes, dreams, and plans for your future with a clear vision on how you're going to get there. Making time for this simply creates a roadmap and helps give you something to work towards, a plan for using your time wisely. So, how do you set these goals and make a plan to achieve them? If you want to get a 30,000-foot view of your business, you can think, all right, here I am right now, but in 5 years or 10 years, I want to be here. This is how much money I want to be making. This is where I want to live or how many people I want working on my team with me. That's your ultimate goal, to see far into the future. But you need to break those large goals down into small, bite-sized, achievable steps that you can take throughout the process of reaching that end goal. Then those actions become the things you plan your time around, and voila, you're finally making good use of your time and mastering time management. Friends, if you hear anything I say, I hope it's this. Building a profitable business truly does not need to be complicated or steal every single hour of your day. When you have the right tools and start with building a solid foundation, you will begin to create consistent monthly income for years and years to come, even if you can only commit to 20 minutes at a time. The secrets are all inside the Profit Plan, my five-step course that teaches the foundation of identifying your dreams, getting personal with yourself, telling a story that converts to sales, connecting with your audience, and marketing your incredible brand. It's all there waiting for you for just $199. Purchase the last course you'll ever need to finally learn how to become profitable with the hours you have available using the link in the show notes. Insert SMART goals. Have you heard that term before? The purpose of doing SMART goals is to be able to see the big picture in your business. If you don't know where you want to go, how can you expect to know the steps to get there? Goal setting is more than just writing what you want on paper and hoping it comes true. It requires intentional work on your part to really think about what you want for your business and how you'll get there. SMART goal setting starts with being specific. It's the first letter in SMART. A specific goal has a much greater chance of being accomplished than a general goal. To get specific, you must answer 6 W questions. Who is involved? What do I want to accomplish? Where will I accomplish it? When will it happen? Which requirements and constraints are necessary for success? And why do I need this to happen? I want you to take some time this week to get super specific with your goals by answering these 6 questions with much thought and a lot of intention. The next step to creating a SMART goal is to make it measurable. How will you measure your success? How will you know when you've reached your goal? What will that look like? Measuring your progress helps you stay on track, reach your target dates, better manage your time, and experience the exhilaration of achievement that spurs you on to continued effort required to reach your goal. Now, in order to know if your goal is measurable, you'll want to answer these simple questions. How much? How many? How will I know? How much time will it take? How many milestones will I need along the way? How will I know when I reached my goal? And then you want to think about how you can make those goals attainable. When you identify goals that are most important to you, you begin to figure out ways you can make them come true. You develop the attitudes, abilities, skills, and financial capacity to reach them. You begin seeing previously overlooked opportunities to bring yourself closer to the achievement of your goals. And you can attain most any goal you set when you plan your steps wisely and establish a time frame that allows you to carry out those steps. Goals that may have seemed far away and out of reach eventually move closer and become more attainable, not because your goals shrink, but because you grow and expand to match them. When you list your goals, you build your self-image, see yourself as worthy of these goals, and develop the traits and personality that allow you to possess them. So, what are some ways that you can think you can develop these attitudes, abilities, skills, and financial capacity to help you reach your goals? Are these things that you can achieve now, or will other things need to happen first before you can reach the ultimate goal? This is your opportunity to be realistic with your expectations. There is no need to be overzealous here. If your ultimate goal is to open a commercial greenhouse, but you've never planted a garden before, start with setting a goal to learn how to grow one vegetable at a time before you commit to the end game. I know, for the big dreamers out there, this one may be a bit tough, but it's really important to remain realistic with your goals, which brings us to the R in SMART. To be realistic, a goal must represent an objective towards which you are both willing and able to work. Some good news for the dreamers, though, is a goal can be both high and realistic at the same time. And you're the only one who can decide just how high your goal should be. But be sure that every goal represents substantial progress. Your goal is realistic if you truly believe that it can be accomplished. Additional ways to know if your goal is realistic is to determine if you have accomplished anything similar in the past, or ask yourself what conditions would have to exist in order to accomplish this goal. But to sum all of that up, as you think about your goals, think realistically. Don't limit yourself and don't hold the bar so high you won't be able to reach it. And then finally, you need to make sure your goal is time bound. Any goal should be grounded with any time frame. With no time frame tied to it, there's no sense of urgency and no need to push yourself to achieve it. And this is where entrepreneurs get off the rails with their time management. If you want to lose 10 pounds, when do you want to lose it by? Someday won't work because you'll just keep pushing someday to the next day. But if you anchor it within a time frame by May 1st, then you've set your unconscious mind into motion to begin working on that goal. Additional to timely, the T in SMART goals can also stand for tangible. A goal is tangible when you can experience it with one of your senses: taste, touch, smell, sight, or hearing. When your goal is tangible, you have a better chance of making it specific and measurable and thus attainable. See how we just came full circle here? As you're working on your goals, don't forget that this can be fluid. As your business changes, your goals are going to change. You'll more than likely need to revamp this, and that's totally fine. This is not set in stone, so don't be afraid to change it as needed. One of my favorite quotes by an unknown author is, "Don't wait until you've reached your goal to be proud of yourself. Be proud every step you take towards reaching that goal." You do not need to walk away from this episode feeling like an expert goal setter, but you should walk away feeling more confident in your approach to set realistic goals and create a plan for achieving them in order to master time management by working on things that matter. Thank you for tuning in to the second episode of my Mastering Time Management series. I hope you're walking away with a clear vision on how you can set goals that will help you not only manage your time better, but also strengthen and grow your business. Be sure to tune in next week as we keep the time management conversation going with another tip to help you make the most out of the time that you have. Thank you so much for tuning into The Direct Dish. I hope you walk away each week with strategies for success in all areas of your life. One day a week together just doesn't feel like enough. So let's stay connected all week long over on Instagram. Follow me at The Direct Dish and at The Oilery Collective for more content on caring for your life well. I can't wait to see you there.